Employees at a Subway restaurant said they received a counterfeit $5 bill last Friday down in Austin, Texas. They refused to take the bill after a special marking pen detected the bill was a fake. I repeat, employees at a Subway restaurant down in Austin, Texas said they received a counterfeit $5 bill. They refused to take the bill after a special marking pen detected the bill was fake. However, the customer brought the bill to a local bank where today employees determined the bill actually was legitimate. It's one thing to take a bill you think is real and have it ultimately turn out to be a phony. Now, that happens a lot in the business world, and we can see where that could indeed occur. Perhaps when someone was moving too fast, was busy, and thus was forced to be a little careless. But how on earth can you hold a real bill, a legitimate bill, a genuine bill, and question its authenticity? Real bills, you'd figure, would be at least authentic enough to give the customer the benefit of the doubt. Huh? This guy goes into a Subway, with $5, a real $5 bill, and he ends up having to go to a bank to have the thing authenticated? We've gotten to the point in society where you might as well just have a Visa card at all times. No one questions that, even when you do steal one. But try and purchase something with a legitimate $5 bill and get ready for a bureaucratic nightmare. My God. Who the hell looks hard at $5 bills? And it was a real one. And they just kept studying the thing. Who do you guys think you are? U.S. Treasury officials? You're $6 an hour sandwich makers. Would you please get back to making my half tuna and quit pretending you're Elliot Ness? Holy buckets!